Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hauling Tommy. This is Big Dave, and with me as always is
Aaron.
Here, I feel like I gotta work on that drop in. I feel like
yeah.
It could have more stuff. And with me as always is
Aaron. I just
let's
tried it with an accent.
That. No, never do that again.
There's something fascinating about a British accent. That's not
and
what that
with
was.
Me, as always, is...
Yo, it's Aaron, yo.
All right, we're done. We'll try again next time.
Next week.
Brother, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. We got plenty to talk about in the world, that's for sure.
We do.
There's a lot going on out there.
The world couldn't be smaller, and it couldn't be bigger. There's a lot going on.
I don't know what any of that means, but I know there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. It's small in the sense that there's a lot, and we're full of information and full of details, and it's huge in the sense that we just don't have near enough time to cover it all. But we're going to do it because that's what we do. And
that's what we do. And so for everyone out there, who just listens to all the shit that comes from all over the media and the world, and they just want some goddamn answers. That's what we're going to provide them tonight, right now. Answers.
Oh.
They were looking for the smartest people on earth to set shit straight. Look no further. Sit down. Turn the volume up. And let's dive in.
Big Dave and Aaron dives into the world's... I want to say world's issues, world's problems, but it's just the world's news, and it's our take on it. And honestly, it's the best take.
It's the best take.
It's best.
I agree.
Yeah. Do you have problems sleeping at night?
I sleep like a fucking baby.
Yeah.
You know,
do.
They say money can't buy happiness. Look at my smile, ear to ear. That would hold more substance if I was rich, which I am not. You know what I don't want to do? There are so many pertinent, meaningful issues happening right now that I don't want to softball into some bullshit that doesn't matter. I think we should open with Brad Jelena.
Oh, man. I knew you couldn't resist. I didn't put it in there on purpose, but I knew you couldn't resist. So let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's just rip it apart.
Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't in there in the production meeting, but I don't care.
Nope.
I'm going for it.
You don't. Our producer's giving this a big thumbs down, but we're giving them the big middle finger. What do you think of that?
Yeah. There you go, Hector.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
he's actually telling me to sit down. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
We're just joking about the middle finger, Jose.
If you walk away, whatever.
English, Jose. We speak English. You have to speak English if you want us to understand.
I really don't want to talk to Brad Jelena. I'm disappointed that that's on the fix in the world right now. I really am. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who does? I question why we give two rips at all about people that aren't in our own family and people that we don't love. I mean, does it matter? If they both become rocket scientists or astronauts, does that affect us?
No. And also,
they go bankrupt and live on the street. That doesn't affect us either.
I'm not a fan of Angelina Jolie either.
You
also
never have.
I feel like her real name is Angela Jolly.
I know.
She just needed to fancy it up, so she went with the Angelina Jolie.
Good, I like
it. It's Angela Jolie, right?
French accent on that. So, if it's not, so okay. Are you good? What about Bradford? Any issues with him?
No, that guy's great. Moneyball is one of my favorite movies.
Moneyball? Was he even in that?
Wow. Move on before I freak out. Have you seen it?
Dude, you know they're married, right? How could you love one and hate the other?
Dude, that's a dumb question. Like, easy. Like, I don't know. I wonder if right now he's thinking he should have just stayed with Jennifer Aniston.
I think that all the time. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's a moot point. But no, the part about Moneyball when he's like, he does that text me thing. He's like walking away and he does that text me thing with his hand. Like, text me. He's doing that.
Uh-huh.
I don't
yep.
know. I love it. It's my. I just like Brad Pitt in general.
Yeah, I don't know. I bet you right now Jennifer Aniston's like, I'll be there for you.
You think so?
No, the Friends intro. That's what I was doing there.
I see. Rock and roll. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Mostly off the air stuff.
Okay.
But we do have stuff to talk about. Okay, let's get into it. First of all, the greatest car ever. First car that you think of when I say greatest car ever.
DeLorean.
What? Yeah, how do you know that?
Because it's the greatest car ever.
It is the greatest car ever. That's the only reason I wanted to bring it up. It's because it is the greatest car ever. Okay.
Some
have
that it was a GMC.
It is weird that it's a GMC. I always thought as a kid it was just like basically what to us now is like a Lamborghini, some high performance car. But I don't know how crazy high performance it was. Not because it was a GMC.
It doesn't matter.
You know
it doesn't
I mean?
Matter if it was even fast. It was just awesome. Like when you watch Back to the Future and you saw the DeLorean come on, like it wasn't like, wow, how many horsepower is that thing? Because we didn't even comprehend that at that age.
No,
it was just like
we didn't even care.
Holy cow, that car is awesome, and it has to be fast. Never mind that it only got up to 85 miles an hour when it traveled in time, but it was just awesome. So I never lost that. Every time I see it, I still think awesome.
Yeah, still awesome. I've passed him on the freeway. He passed me on the freeway. Dude, I took my Jeep to a place to get fixed, and all they dealt with was high-performance cars. I didn't know that at the time.
Did they have a DeLorean in there?
They had a DeLorean. Yes, they did. It was amazing.
So is it high performance? Hey, also, a little offset. Why was your Jeep in there if it was only high performance cars?
I didn't know it was high performance at the time, which is why they just – it took them like 13 seconds to fix my Jeep when they went in there.
But they fixed it?
No, they did fix it, yeah. They're like, oh, wow, yeah.
That was
we haven't
nice of them.
Seen something like this in a long time. And I was like, oh, no, it's hurt really bad. And then I look around
and
I was like,
maybe one of their mechanics would have just came and took a dump on your hood.
Now
get on
that mechanic.
Here.
It would have made it run better had he done that.
Right.
Like, hey, okay, go back to fixing that Porsche. Take a giant dump on your hood. Yep, just run it for about a minute. Okay, you're good.
Don't idle it too strong. You break it, you buy it.
Isn't something about the floater or something? Anyway, no, dude.
Hey, back to DeLorean.
Took that. Car there a few times, actually. It was wonderful. Back to DeLorean. Nope. Actually, I didn't even want to push it. I just, I was thinking about Back to the Future, and so I just penciled in greatest car ever. And
DeLorean.
Yeah, I just love that you said DeLorean. Yeah, it is a DeLorean, no matter what.
Keep rolling.
So what else
keep rolling.
Keep rolling. Dude, we got a lot of headlines. We have the Nike shoes that came out, ironically attached to the DeLorean.
I don't pride myself on buying stupid shit, but are you talking about the self-lacing Nike shoes?
Self-lacing, coming out November 28th. Yes, Nike brought them out. I think as per, they didn't mention a price.
Hey,
great
research on the news story.
The price is, dude, how much do we make? Money is obviously just a relative thing.
No, but
I mean,
you know that would be my first question. How much are
No, it wouldn't. Dude, are you going to go out and buy them?
I might. That's why I asked how fucking much money they were, because I might go buy them.
Okay, well, then just go to the Nike store and find out. Why don't
you
look it up right now? I wouldn't buy them if they were over $200.
If they were under 200, huh?
If they were 120 or less.
Agreed. I would buy them for 120 or less, yeah. Actually, 150 is probably my max.
Well, there'll be 150 out the door, but yeah, I would do that. I'm honestly really
curious.
Door
if they were 120.
Well, I don't know. Why is anything more tax?
Tax is a conspiracy theory.
Which brings us to our next subject. Terrence Crutcher.
Oh, Terrence Crutcher. Yeah. The story that has gripped the nation currently, I have a lot of issues with this story, and I think I will open them by saying that the shooting was not justified. Are you with me on that?
Yeah, I saw a few different clips, probably the clips that everybody has seen right now. Yeah, what is it? Something? I'm trying to think, the little soundbite that's been going through my head. Oh, yeah, shots fired. Anyway, now that's a very real thing, but I've listened to both sides of the story, too. Okay, both sides that have been released, and we all know how full of garbage both sides that were released might be because we just hear whatever they want us to hear. But so I'm not trying to get conspiratorial on that. But everything that the officer has said doesn't match anything that the facts have said. So I'll say just whatever the opposite side, because obviously the gentleman is can't speak for himself, but the facts aren't lining up. And I guess that's my one agitation, like everything that they've said isn't lining up. And I know there's a minute of lag from when we have the dash cam footage and the helicopter video footage. And they're like, yeah, a lot could have happened in that minute. But the minute previous,
I don't think it's a relevant
necessarily
minute. I don't really think that minute is that relevant. I really don't. The one thing that pisses me off out of the shoot is this a race issue?
I don't think it is.
If it is a race issue, then why is the media like just running bold-faced lies on the stories that they're running? And examples I give are Huffington Post, which, as everyone knows, the Huffington Post is the like most biased news source you could find, just followed up by USA Today. They're just real super liberal, unreliable news. But Huffington Post reports officer who shoots parents has history of drug use.
Wait, the officer or the gentleman?
The officer.
The gentleman.
She
has a history of drug use?
Yeah, but it goes on to detail it as
okay.
When in the hiring process, she tried marijuana twice when she was 18. Really? Is that a history of drug use or is that an instance? Dude, that headline is bullshit, right? Number two is USA Today reports that unarmed black man was shot by white police officer while his hands were up and he was walking away, which is horseshit. That is absolutely not what happened. When he got shot, the moment he got shot, he was facing the officer and his hands were down. I'm not saying the shooting was justified because it's not, but if it is a race issue, why do they need to bolster the headlines with these lies? And, dude, I think that's the real problem is that the media smells the blood in the water and they want to create just a storm of anger because it is good for ratings. And I think that is part of what is driving the race issue in the U.S. right now. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree. What is that word? Millennium, Malcolm, shoot. I can't think of it. Meredith. It's a word you used a couple weeks ago, and I can't even think of it.
Machiavellianism.
Macklemore, that's right.
Yeah.
Macklemore is a guy, right? Anyway, Machiavellianism?
Machiavellianism. And the notion there is that the media knows there's a race issue in the United States and want to bring as much light to it as possible, so they're willing to lie in the headlines to do that. And the thing is, like, I will tell you, like, Ferguson with Michael Brown, that was a justified shooting. There's no question. Not only was it justified, but the officer, I think, showed a lot of he stopped shooting at one point when Michael Brown quit progressing towards him and didn't begin shooting again until he continued to progress towards him. And that was the first hands-up, don't-shoot movement. But in the end, his hands were never up. So you had this whole movement and the riots for something that was based on a lie, right?
Yeah.
That was the original. So that's this this justified shooting, and this whole movement is based on these shootings that were elaborated by or exaggerated by the media. And now we're in a situation where this was not a justified shooting. I don't believe it was at all, but still, why does the media need to lie about it? It is what it is. So I think the question is it a race issue? I don't think the shooting was justified, and it pisses me off. Like the female cop, it pisses me off. Just the whole, I get it. Like, I understand, like, why she had her gun drawn, if her story is accurate. But, you know, at the time that she shot him, there was a half a dozen police officers there, right?
Yep.
You had one right next to her. And I think people say, why didn't she use the taser? It's not – I don't think it's that easy to – once you've already have your gun drawn to switch between those. But she had an officer right next to her who had his taser already drawn. And even if the window of the van is down and he reaches inside there, I think she shoots him premature. Like, she's got to see something get produced out of that van before she pulls the triggers, no question.
Yeah, so this is the back and forth I hear. I hear that the window was never down. She says it was down, he was reaching in. The media says it wasn't down.
I think it's an irrelevant issue.
From the footage. So this is what's funny. So I heard – so they were saying, I guess, the officers that she shot and then he was tased, or I don't know what order. So then they were thinking that maybe he was tased and the jerk made her shoot. I think that the question is if she still has her weapon out. Now, I understand. Hands in the pocket, I think that – I would raise my alert. Now, I know it goes in steps, and you know this more than anybody, knowing the rules, not just the rules of engagement, but the rules of, what do you call it? There's an actual thing.
Use of force model.
Use of force model. So now can you go backwards? Like, hand in the
Absolutely.
Pocket, she's concerned, weapon out. Now, if his hand is out and his hands are up or he's in a non-threatening place, you could holster your weapon, and I could see, like, if the officer next to her had the taser, obviously he didn't feel threatened, and maybe she was just caught up in the moment and didn't reverse scale, you know what I mean? Because I think she easily could have holstered her weapon. She literally wasn't in danger. Otherwise, I believe there'd be more weapons drawn. And, dude, she could have pulled out the taser or pulled out nothing at all. They also went as far as to state she was a paraphernalia expert or something along those lines, in that being able to sense drugs in people, or not like sense, sounds kind of, but you know what I mean? Identify drugs. So they thought.
It turns out that, you know, they find a vial of PCP in the guy's vehicle. So maybe she was correct on that. And that's the other thing is enough with the, like, you know, he was a great family man, blah, blah. Got a vial of PCP in his vehicle. I'm a family guy. I don't take PCP in my vehicle. Like, you know, there's a good chance that unless he was having, like, diabetic episode, which is, I don't know, he could have been on PCP. I'm like, I just, like, quit with the horse shit about, you know, you hear about these police incidents and, oh, he was this perfect citizen, which he wasn't, like, he's got PCP in his vehicle. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, it has no bearing, right? But, I mean, it could, because the news is reporting that the vehicle was stalled. There's other reports that the vehicle was running the whole time. And I think that's an important factor, too, because if the vehicle is running, stopped in the middle of the road, that makes that situation really, really more weird than a stalled vehicle. And even if it was stalled, why would you steer it over the center line when your vehicle was stalled? I think there's definitely a possibility for drug use there, but it's all irrelevant in the fact that shooting wasn't justified. She'll be going to jail. I can darn well guarantee you that.
Yeah, homeboy was out of his mind. So this is the thing. If you have a feeling that someone's on drugs, when you talk to them, don't expect them to register like someone who isn't on drugs. So she said, he was on drugs. Okay, well, why isn't he listening to me? Why isn't this – so? You have to actually talk to someone and anticipate someone, you know, and I know there's a lot of adrenaline stuff, but they're going to go as far as to say she's an expert in this field, then that's going to be weighed against her at that point. Oh, well, you're an expert, so you can tell he was?
Yeah.
Yes. So why didn't you expect him to respond like he wasn't? Oh, well, crap.
Like, if he was high on PCP, like, the officers had an obligation to keep him from getting back behind the wheel, I guess. Oh, and also, like, he was not complying with the police commands also, by the way. Like, this whole, he had his hands up and he was complying. No, he wasn't. He had his hands up and he was walking back to a vehicle that he had access to.
Yeah,
they
had never asked him to put his hands up, just to take him out of the pocket. So him, even him putting his hands in the air was strange behavior.
So, and yeah, so he's walking, but he's not following command. So don't even drum up that tree either. But, you know, you see this thing like the Michael Brown and Ferguson, maybe it's particularly angry because they wanted that to be a race issue so bad. And it wasn't, I really don't think that it was. And I don't think anybody talks about, you know, him and another guy attacked a police officer. And he lost his life because he chose to do that. And it was not a race issue, but they wanted it so bad to be a race issue. But with this, and that one made me really angry because, you know, there was no media coverage on that white police officer that did his job correctly and had his life ruined. There was no, you know, we ruined this guy's life. Who cares, right? But, you know, this is a different situation. And I got to we really got to ask ourselves, is it a race issue? Because I think the question of race comes in here is because she saw, what's his last name?
Crutcher.
Terrence Crutcher. When she saw Terrence Crutcher walking towards him, did she treat that situation differently because he was black? As opposed to if he was white, exact situation, a white guy. I don't know. Like, so I'd say like the shooting part of it, you know, shooting's unjustified, but I think it's a valid question on this is a race issue or not. Do you think like, so the question is when she saw that he was a black guy coming at her, you know, would she have drawn down on a white guy the same way? Or is that,
I think she would have. I really do think that she would have. Now, this is what I think. When it comes to race, no matter what it is, it's relative. Because I think race plays a part when you have not come in contact, when you're still judging. Does that make sense? Like, if I'm walking beside somebody, like, you know, if we're walking toward each other, I'm forming judgments. Now,
Because she just found this on the side of the road. So race couldn't have played an issue. There was no profiling issue. No, I started following him because he was black issue. She just came upon this. Like this whole situation was put in her lap, right?
It's not race. I think media makes it race because that's where the money is. And now if media never disclosed gender, never disclosed race, just disclosed facts, they would be losing out on a lot of money, and that's sad.
And
but
that's
really,
the thing.
I think
is
the media
if
just
really
a,
was a race issue. Why did the media have to lie about it in the headlines? Why can't you just report it? You can. I think they're trying to make it something.
Yeah, we got a bunch of tabloids that just go live on the air certain times during the day, and that's all it's become—just tabloids.
It has so. What else do we got? Even though we could spend the rest of the time on that topic, but we'll revisit it. You know we will, because that one's far from over.
Yep, and they're happening like every 3 weeks now. So, I mean, if we just wait long enough, there'll be a new one.
Yeah. I agree. So what else is in the headlines?
Holy smokes, too much. As a matter of fact, I don't know, where should we start? We have Korea. We have the ice melting. We have fantasy sports.
We know we're all going to die.
We are all going to die. But now you know for sure because we've actually said it.
Yep. So now it's
okay,
true.
So let's just, everybody wants to know, all global warming, blah, blah, blah. So what's going to happen if all the ice melts, is it going to raise the ocean water? No, it's not. that's not the issue.
No, I think it will.
The fresh water. Well, if you put an ice cube in your glass and the ice melts, is it any fuller?
Yeah. The water goes
no,
up.
Actually, no, it displaces the same.
Does it?
Yeah, it is. It's already in there. The weight of it. I'm just saying. So, this
okay,
is
but,
the issue.
But if you have an ice cube on top of your water and it melts, right? Most of the glacier is on top of the ocean, right?
Yeah, it is, but it's still floating in the ocean. So it's still deplaced the same amount of water. It's just going to be
yeah, but ice cubes
just
don't
gonna
float
be
like
level.
That, you know? Ice cubes float mostly under the water, but these glaciers float with so much on top of them, right?
You
don't have glacier ice cube.
It's the same idea. Now, at this point, we're going, science is taking this a level further because the ice is fresh water, the salt or the sea is salt water, so it actually allows the ice to stay more above than the normal ice cube, which is fresh water on fresh water. If you fill your glass with salt water, no, it won't raise it. It will. So this is what it'll do. Here's the issue. Here's what will raise the oceans technically up to 70 meters, which will technically displace over 350 million people along the coastlines of the world. But that's neither here nor there. So if all the ice
will
and snow melt on us, do you live on the water?
Yeah, I live pretty close.
You're safe. So,
okay.
You and I will be good. We live on the coast, so we'll be fine. So here's the issue.
I'm
West
Coast,
ice,
East Coast, so we meet in Kansas. Call it good.
Ah, heck yeah. Thanksgiving, that's coming up. Let's just do it.
Just sit on a hay bale and float out in the field.
Here they have good schools there. Is that it? Never mind. Is that a poke against farmers? You know we come from farmers, right?
No, I love farmers.
Okay.
Hardest working folks I know.
Hardest work, yeah, actually. I had a good dinner tonight. You know why? Because farmers. Okay, So if all the snow and ice melts off the mountains and goes down to the ocean, then we'll have an issue. That will raise the water.
Okay.
So now
well,
we
that's
know.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
But we can move on. I know, that's exactly what you were thinking. I just put it out there. So we could do North Korea. We got Ryan Lacanoche, who survived another week on Dancing with the Stars. Thank the Lord.
Oh, Ryan Lochte. God almighty. Nope, skip it. I don't even want to talk about that.
You know he's dating Playboy model Kayla Reed, right?
You know what's crazy is when we bring up an issue to say we're not going to talk about it, we end up talking about it.
We end up talking about it. Okay, so the headlines, personal life soars, professional life plummeted.
Doesn't Ryan Lochte look like an idiot? Like, if you just stare right at him, doesn't he just look like a moron?
It's sad because if we go and make a muck of something in another country, probably we'll end up in that country arrested like he probably should have been. But nope, if you're famous or in the spotlight, we'll bring you back, put you on a show, try and get you some face back. You know what I mean? What the hell?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good. It's a good lesson for the kids, though. Hey, if you represent our country and you go and you make a major mistake, you're going to end up a reality star dating a Playboy model. You want that to happen to you, young man? I didn't think so.
Yeah, that's right. And do your homework.
Do your homework. Get back in the pool. Well, election time is coming up. We have Monday, Trump and Hillary Clinton, they start their debates. So that should give us plenty of great stuff to talk about.
HRC. They will. I know Homeboys win in the battleground states, which is awesome.
Oh.
He won good old NC.
Oh, that's next time we tune in, we'll bring the update on what's happening in the debate land, and we'll take a look at the polls, and we'll see where everything's at, and we'll continue our coverage of the worst election ever in the history of the world. The battle of who could care less.
Man, next time on Hall and Tommy.
Next time on Hall and Tommy. This is Big Dave signing out. Aaron, take him out.
When in Rome.
Don't drink the water.
Giardia.
Goes.
Say my name.
Say my name.
Guess we just